I think there's a universal minhag that by on Rosh Hashanah, HaMelech is recited. Chazan says HaMelech while still in his place before he goes to the Yomud. So I think that's pretty much a universal minhag, but Chassidim also. And I saw in some. And where did that come from exactly? What's pshat in it? So Melech Biederman explains that that a person sometimes feels that you know, if I'd be able to, I could really be a very good. I could really do a proper avodas Hashem. If I'd have a bit more money, then I could really relax and do avodas Hashem properly. Or if I'd, you know, children would be different, then I'd be a proper yid. I'd be able to avoid this Hashem properly if circumstances were a little bit different. The situation it is now, I just can't do it properly. If my house would be a bit bigger, if the car would be a bit nicer, if this and that, you know, then if I'd be a bit cleverer, if I'd have a little bit less, then I'd be able to avoid this Hashem properly. So it's coming to tell us, you know, wherever you are, exactly from where your place is, from there, that's where you should. And he says a bit more as well. He says that sometimes in Rosh Hashanah also we get caught up in that air conditioning is too strong. I can't be mamlech properly. Air conditioning is too strong. Or the air conditioning is too weak. People davening next to me, so they're just irritating me. I can't be mamlech properly. I can't do hamelech properly from where I am. So it's coming to tell us, you can do very well, and your job is to do hamelech from exactly where you are standing. You don't have to go to the bima for that. You go exactly where you are. And that's where you have to mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Ramelech Biederman. He says, I think it's a Moedig about. He said the story that it was a Sfadish Godel, Sfadish Yid. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. I think it's of Pesayo. Sfadish was in Yerushalayim about 100 years ago. Pes, Sof, Yud, Hey. He was one of the Rabbonim in Yerushalayim, his father Shagodl. So he was, apparently, so the story goes, so many guys say that it was a Shul night, he came from Shul, and he was about to eat the Simonim, and as he was about to eat the Simonim, suddenly the light goes off in his house, and it was pitch dark. And his wife freaks out. He says, oh, that's a Yena Simon, that is. If it's pitch dark in the house, now we're going to have a year. It's pitch dark. So, and he says, no, yeah, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wish, don't worry about it, we'll be all right. In fact, they carry on in a few minutes, and he wants to dip the, he wants to have a bit of an apple in the honey. And he wants the apple is, he tries, it makes, see, the apple is full of worms. Can't eat it. It's full of worms. Can't eat the apple. And he puts it away, she freaks out. He says, dark, pitch dark, apple is unedible, it's sour, it's full of worms. Can't eat it. He says, you know, relax, that's not going to Shmoch his wish. He will be all right. He will be fine. And then they skip that. They go then, anyway, the fish, she's serving the fish, and as she's serving the fish, they're about to eat the fish. He's trying to eat the fish, can't eat. You can't eat that fish. It's full of, it's sour, and it's foul, and it's not, you can't eat the fish. She completely, the Rebbe's mamash goes out of it. He says, what's going on here? This is going to be a year. Och and vey, it's going to be a terrible year. He says, no, relax, that's where I could have. So she brings back, as she brings back the fish, it falls out of the thing, and all the fish goes right on the floor. Everything drops on the floor. Everything goes flying everywhere. And he says, relax, if that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wish, we'll be right. He wants to help the rabbits, and he goes and he wants to help up taking the fish from the floor. And as he does that, he slips and he goes flying, and he knocks himself badly on his knee, badly, really badly on the knee. You know, all this one thing after the other happens, and he keeps calm, and he says, if that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, it will be all right. So they continue the meal, him in terrible pain, in pitch dark, without the simonim, and he says, you know, if that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wish, it'll be fine. He says, in hindsight, this Rav Pesayo, I don't exactly know how you pronounce his name, he said that this was the best year ever had. He said this was a year full of bracha. He was gebenched in Torah, in Gashmis as well. He was fully gebenched because he realized it was all his attitude of, if that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wishes, he will be fine, he'll be all right. And he didn't freak out, didn't panic, he didn't go into depression. If that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wish, I'll be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way it is. So, Shein Maisa, fine. Okay, we are up to Simon Shin Chof. We shall be continuing Seif Yud. And we're learning from the continuation of Schita Mefarik. We started speaking about snow, and we're now continuing with Seif Yud. There is an important Ramadha which I didn't mention. Earlier here, which is mentioned here in the Mishnah Berurah, and I do feel it's important to mention it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Lamed Hei, he goes to the halacha of, I will mention this because this is very important with regards to ice cubes halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says that v'cheni minichon bechamoy keneged amudur v'nifshurim mutarim. If you put snow in front of the sun or in a slightly warmer place, when if shown it melts, mutar mit is mutar. So we have got a Shulchan Aruch that tells us clearly, the last few words of the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Tes, if you put snow in a slightly warmer place and it melts, this is mutar. On these words, the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Lamed Hei says, mutarim, it is permitted, this fourth white line, it is permitted, lehenos, mehem, it is mutar to, it is mutter to enjoy it and benefit. Then, similarly, the mutter lechatchila, he's not only allowed to enjoy it, but it's permitted lechatchila leaniach. You're allowed to place snow in a slightly warmer place for it to melt. Kevin shememelu nimach, because it's natural, development that it just naturally melts. You're not physically doing something to melt it. It's not like rubbing it with your hands or crushing and melting it physically with your hands. You're just putting it in a warmer place and it naturally melts. That is mutter. Shemi meila hu nimach. It naturally and automatically melts. V'chmoy l'soich ha'kois. And that's the same than putting it into a cup as well. V'lada z'remo. And now he quotes z'remo. V'simen shin yud ches. Mishabur now quotes z'remo. And simen shin yud ches if tezayin. V'agor. Kam hochi esh le'ach me'konu to z'remo. It is also to do so. Ta'av nimach me'el of also mishum noilat. This is a halacha of noilat. That if you play the Ramoiz machmir, and he says, even if you are putting something for it to melt and for it to become a liquid, to make a solid into a liquid purposely, according to the Rama, this is also mitam noilat. So don't tell me, like the Shulchan Aruch, that it is mutter to place snow in a warmer place for it to become, dissolve and become a liquid, water. That is true according to the Shulchan Aruch. But the Rama holds, now this is also it's forbidden because of noilat. And it is not comparable to putting some snow ice into a cup. The osamu me'urav b'mayim, there it is indeed permitted because there it mixes and it merges with water. It's not recognizable. So according to the Ramah, this is really, really, really important. According to the Ramah, which is quoted over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, according to the Ramah, there's an Issa. That, let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says anything, snow, if I put it in a warmer place and it dissolves into water, that is fine and that's mutter, there's no Issa. That's according to the Shulchan Aruch, and that's how the Sfardim Paskin. However, according to the Ashkenazish Psak, according to the Ramah, there's an Issa. If you're taking snow and you're putting it into a warm place and then there's liquid emerging and there's some liquid substance which is coming from out from that, you are not allowed to do so as well. You're not allowed to enjoy it and have benefit from it because of the Issa of Noila. It is born now. It was a solid, and now it is a liquid. It's a new substance, and that is also. However, what is mutter is that if you're taking this snow because you have a very hot tea, a very hot drink, a very hot soup, your cholent is just that too hot, and you just can't wait so long. So you're putting some snow or some ice, and you're putting it whatever cliche, whatever. There's no issue of cooking for whatever reason, and it's under your lettuce, but whatever it may be, and you're putting into that is fine. Why is it fine? Because it's anyway a hot liquid, and putting the snow or the ice into the hot liquid, that is mutter. It's not recognizable. There's no noilat here because it's not recognizable. It was snow, and now it's gone into a liquid, and therefore it's not noilat, it is mutter. This is the shaila of the ice cubes. Are you allowed to take ice cubes on Shabbos and use them? Yes or no? You're allowed to take ice cubes. You're allowed to take ice cubes and use ice cubes. Let's take ice cubes and put them on a plate. Yeah. Very good. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, there's no shaila. Because you're doing, you're taking ice cubes, you're putting it on a plate, And then he can use them, and that's Shalom Al Yisrael, that's perfectly in order. However, according to the Mishneh Berurah here, quoting the Ramah, there is an Issa, Noilat. There's no two ways about it. According to the Ramah, there is a Chumrah. He says, Yesh Lahachmeh. There's a Chumrah of not doing so, and you're taking the ice cubes and putting it on a plate, and there's a liquid, that's Noilat. You're not allowed to do that because of Noilat. There's a simple Eitzah, and that's what Gideon mentions. It's a very simple Eitzah, and that you Yotze all the days. If you're putting a bit of liquid on the plate, you could put just a bit of water on that plate, a little bit of liquid, you're taking the ice cubes and putting it in there, then it is Ma'urav, it's not recognizable, that is a liquid coming out, and because there's also a bit of water there in first instance, and that is therefore Mutter. So that would be fine. Similarly also, obviously, if you're taking these ice cubes, you know, putting it into a liquid, the halacha is going to be that it is, it's fine. Yeah, if you're taking straight ice cubes and putting it in, that's fine. Talking about ice cubes, some Achronim discussed the issue of making ice cubes on Shabbos. If you're taking the ice tray, you're taking the ice tray and you're filling it with cold water and you're putting it into the freezer. Is this mutter or also to do on Shabbos? Why? Very noilat. Yeah, so Noilat wouldn't apply then. Noilat is generally, it's interesting, Svar, what you're saying, but Noilat the Maaseh is always into creating something to a liquid. The other way around, we don't really find Noilat, but you are right that many poskim do forbid it, and the poskim who answer it, which is many poskim, I think the consensus is that it's also, and it's more because it's Doma to Boina. It's like, Doim ele boina, you're actually creating a shape, you're creating something. It's not a very literal boina, but it is doim ele boina, it's awesome. There are born like to many, many poskim, and that's the ma'aseh d'menach, not to do ice cubes on Shabbos.
Why does Noel only go in one direction?
I don't know. Yeah.
Boina.
Yeah, it's nechsh of kaboina, it is comparable to boina, because you're actually creating over here you're creating something solid, you're creating something which has a shape and a tzura. It's a very positive creation to have built. No, you don't agree in Sora?
It's very passive.
Well, it's no worse than putting something in the oven, which is bishul. It means that the fact you're doing something quite actively by putting something into a freezer, there's an active element to it. It wouldn't be the raisa. It's
so far removed, the
Av Malachi. It is, I hear that. But I hear that. It's a valid point. But I suppose to make it to the Rabbanon, I can hear why it would be comparable to the Rabbanon. You're right. It's not a tolda, it's not the reisa, but it is still a Rabbanon. Nechshav
kaboyne. It seems to have a lot in common with bishul, actually. Like you change, you're basically, instead of applying heat, you're applying
cold. Yeah, which is interesting because, you're right, because the definition of bishul is indeed that you are making something out into, the Rambam's lashon was either to make something into a solid or to make something into a liquid. This is true. But this is only if you're changing the substance through heat.
Right.
And here you're not creating it through heat, you're actually creating it through its opposite. Yeah, so it needs the very much definition of bishul is through heat.
It's changing the status though.
Yeah, but not through heat. And therefore it's going to be comparable to boine and not to bishul. Yeah. Okay, so that's very important with regards to noilat. Now, if the definition is of noilat, going back to this Ramah, that if you're making something into the Ramah asks us, making something into a liquid. So what's the heter? If you're taking ice cream from the freezer, and it's just too hard to enjoy it, and you're actually having it, you want to melt it for a few minutes until it's better when it's mamash hard, it's not enjoyable. So you want to take it out just for a few minutes to melt a little bit. Why isn't this? Is this perhaps, it's also mitam noilat? Is this? You're leaving it out, but you're taking it out of a freezer and you are melting it. You're putting it in a warm place, as it were, it's warmer than the freezer, and you're having it, it's going to melt now. Mutter also.
I would say, your kavana, what?
You're trying to make it, why is it? Yeah. What's different? So you're saying that according to that, if it would be noilat, you wouldn't even be able to put it on the plate, because that's what you're doing. It's going to melt a bit and it's going to become a liquid and it should be noilat.
Unless you have a bit of ice cream on the plate.
Pardon?
If there's a bit of ice cream already in the
plate. Yeah, then
melted ice cream.
Yeah, so it's going to be mutter. Then you're saying that that's the way to be machmir.
You could put it equivalent to the ice melting.
Yeah, the shan is that you need to do that or not.
Okay.
Yeah? So I, Lemaisa, there is an interesting Rav Eliashiv quoted, and I can't take full responsibility for it, but it's not. It's one of the Achronim did, one of the Poskim did say that Rav Eliashiv didn't like it if you're actually taking it out to melt it. I don't know, it's hard for me to understand it now to even quote it, because I think that surely it should be mutter to do that. And Nusach that I saw Reb Shlomo Zalman saying that why it is mutter, he says because you're not, it's not, you're not really trying to make it into a mashke. Noilad is when you want it to be, this is, I think what Reb Shlomo Zalman seems to be saying is that it's such an insignificant amount of liquid, you're not really looking at the liquid aspect, all you want it to be a little bit less hard. True, there's a bit of liquid coming out, but it's not really what you're trying to do. You just, all, as far as you're concerned, you'd be okay to have no liquid, it's just not to be so hard. It shouldn't be rock hard. And therefore, there is no Issa Noilad. How do you find that? So why is it more to take it out of the freezer? We've got to think of a reason why it's more to take it out of the freezer.
Well, you don't have the kavana for the liquid. You have the kavana just to weaken.
Yeah, so that's probably what the Shlomo Zalman is saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's with regards to... It's interesting. I think it's true to say that it is mutter to do it. Question only has to be polished exactly the words. Why exactly is it mutter? See if you would mutter le shabera keirach. Okay, I'm buying that svara. Very good. No, very good. That's a good svara. That's a svara yeshara. Absolutely. When it comes to the ice cubes, what we're trying to achieve is to achieve a... Yeah, do you hear Rabbi Kagan svara? That if you're getting ice cubes, you're actually trying that cold, that coldness, you want that to go into the drink. That's the whole idea. As opposed to, and that's why there could be a problem of noilad. However, you're interested in that liquid. Yeah, as opposed to if you are trying to, because the ice cream, that's not really your intention. All you want is, it's a bit too hard at the moment, and you're trying to melt it a bit. Yeah, that's a good svara, yeshara. Yes. Okay. It is different. Yeah. There's probably different.
The egg that was laid was right.
Yeah. It is different. Yeah. It must be different. Yeah. Okay. Sif Yud Mutter le Shaber Akerach the little Mai Metachtov. Sif Yud tells us that it is mutter to break the ice in order to take water from underneath it. So what is this talking about? Mishneh Berurah Sif Kot Lamed Vav explains. When you're breaking ice, inevitably there's going to be some water coming out. And that's still mutter. Yes, you're right. You're not allowed to crush. You're not allowed to melt ice and snow physically with your hands. But if you've got a piece of ice and you're cracking it, and there's a bit of water coming, spritzing, that is mutter, because that wasn't your intention. To break the ice, that's not a melacha. And the only time that they asked it, the intention was generally with regards to the issa was with crushing ice was to purposely have its water. Here, not purposely wanting its water. Mashen came bazaar. Yeah. There is an interesting Morgan Avraham here. Fascinating Morgan Avraham. Famous, very fascinating Morgan Avraham. Mishneh Berurah says, Kosev Morgan Avraham. Morgan Avraham says as follows. The benar oy be'er also. You are not allowed to crush and crack and break a frozen river or a frozen well. Fascinating. The kevan shomechob alakaka, since it is connected to the ground, frozen well, frozen river, yesh b'mishum chashash binyin v'stira. That is considered binyin v'stira. Aval arba achroinim cholkim olav. Many achroinim disagree with that Morgan Avraham v'svir elu, and they hold the shemaim alein is considered water v'ein shach b'binyin v'stira. And it's not considered binyin v'stira. For the tzach Shabbos is lokel, and for Shabbos purpose it is mutter. You can't be linyin. So here there comes the Morgan Avraham and he says, when you've got a really cold winter, really freezing cold, and the river is frozen, we've got a well that is frozen, you're not allowed to crash it open. You're not allowed to crack it. You're not allowed to break the ice because it's considered stira, because it is mechuba lekarka. It's connected to the ground. Fascinating Morgan Avom. It's mamash, I love it. It's very interesting Morgan Avom. You're not allowed to break it open because it's mechuba lekarka. It's binyan and stira. And many achronim disagree with the Morgan Avom, and they said it's not considered binyan. It's not considered stira. Forget it. It's considered water. It's not considered mechuba lekarka. And it's like Shabbos Mishnebura is Mekel. Rabbi Yisai, that would come in to the interesting halacha. So we don't have wells, so many wells nowadays, but rivers, okay, we don't normally crack rivers on Shabbos, but where is this relevant?
If you want to eat some food that's been
frozen. No. What did you say? Yeah, so I'll tell you, I mean, if there's ice on the floor, really cold winter, yeah, and it's like, the floor is, I see you've got sometimes like puddles or something, and you know, and you want to, and kids, okay, I'm not going now into the chinuch shaila, but if you were just really fancy cracking the ice, you know, in the morning you come to shul, and it's like, you really, when nobody's looking, you want to just like jump on it and break the ice, so that kind of thing now, so that I'm talking about that kind, you know, just the frozen puddles, you know that? So that, according to the Mogad Avom, is also, that will be stira, because it's considered mechuba lekarka, I think so. It's considered mechuba lekarka, and therefore there will be stira in it. I think so. I don't see a difference between a well and a river and that kind of puddle, and therefore because of the Tzach Shabbos is mutter, but just for the fun of it, it's going to be also. So I'm saying, of course, might not be, you know, when there's children doing it, you may not have to stop them because chinuch may not apply on that, probably. But if a bar mitzvah boy or a yeshiva bacha wants to like jump on the ice, so that would be awesome. I think, according to, because it's not Tzach Shabbos.
When you walk in Shabbos and it's ice, you're supposed to.
Yeah, if you're just walking because you're walking normally, that's fine. Yeah, I suppose that's fine because that's just a normal halicha, normal walking. But if you're doing it purposely, you don't have to be careful to avoid it. I agree with you. But it's just a normal way of walking. It's not your intention. But if you're cracking it for the sake, it's stira. It's stira. You're right. You probably don't have to avoid it. I agree.
What would be a case of
Tzorach Shabbos? Tzorach Shabbos means what he's referring to. If there's an ice, the only way to only what would be a Tzorach Shabbos? Breaking the ice, a Tzorach Shabbos. What would be a case? Pardon?
To get to shul.
Yeah, the well. So let's say there's a well in Rishus HaYochid, and you need that water. Normally they would draw the water before Shabbos. But let's say, that whatever reason, they didn't. The well was the only... When they need the water for Shabbos, it's... Yeah, so I suppose...
So why is it...
Also the well. I mean, the rivers that... There's so many stories about... I just saw recently another story. There's so many... They needed to... It was like a whole thing to cross the frozen rivers. To get to shul there was frozen river to cross.
That's not the Shabbos. There, the whole point is it shouldn't break.
It shouldn't break. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So when else could it be the Tzorach Shabbos to break?
Why is the Tzorach Shabbos part, like if it's a malacha, if it's asher, why is it?
Because I suppose the answer is because it's Morgan Avom's chiddush that's considered binyan. Many achim disagree. They hold there's no malacha at all. It's muta. So the Mishnah Berurah actually understands the Morgan Avom. He hears it. But at the end of the day, there's many cholkim, so he says, okay, if it's Tzorach Shabbos, we're going to be making it, otherwise not. He makes like a kind of pshara. Okay, that's the Morgan Avom. Very, very, I think it's a very interesting Morgan Avom. Okay, we'll continue with Sifu Dalav tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. So we learned tonight the Noilat, very important Noilat of the Ramah, which is interesting. It's not brought over here in the Ramah here. It's brought in the Ramah in Simon Shin Yud Ches. About the Noilat, and he said, if it's something which is Muruv B'mayim, if it's not Nikah, if it goes straight into the liquid, then it's not a problem at all. And then we spoke about this, about breaking the ice, which is if you're breaking the ice just for breaking the ice sake, that's Mutter. The water that comes out of it is not a problem. And then we spoke about the Morgan Avom, and many Acholim, Acholik, the Mishnah Berurah is Matil L'Tzorach Shabbos.